Oh, I forgot what. I was like, what was I talking about yesterday? And I was playing Marvel Rivals. And you know the thing where, like, you win the first point and then half of your team that are, like, now I'm calling them little rats because they just go straight for it and they, like, run towards the enemy spawn because they're, like, I don't know, they're little rats because they see a little piece of cheese and they can't help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to hold the point.
Yeah.
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
So I was calling a bunch of little, it's like a bunch of little rats because half of our team would do that and I kept going, come back. Kept pinging back, retreat. And then one would die and then the second one would die and the third one would die. And I was like, okay, I'm going back. And then I'd have to go back and wait for them to come back. I was telling, me and Tyler were playing and it just happened. And then the other team did it to us. And I was like, it's just a bunch of rats hanging out together, little vermin. They see a piece of cheese and they just can't stop. They just go straight for the trap. They don't even care.
He said, I actually want to die.
Yeah. So that's kind of the headspace I'm at when I play multiplayer games.
You're the rat trap.
No,
You're the Pied Piper.
No, I just see people and I'm like, you're a bunch of little rats. And I almost typed it in the chat. I almost literally typed, all of you are a bunch of rats who see a piece of cheese and can't help yourselves. But then I was like, it's the last game of the night. I'm just going to log off.
And they can't read anyway.
Yeah.
The rats. They don't know how to read.
You got to turn it. You got to turn it the other way. When you pull the cord, it pulls it out. There you go. You got to have a little slack.
Wow.
Hey, we use slack at work.
And that's why we're teaming up with Microsoft.
Teams?
Just Microsoft in general. We love what they're doing with their company over and everyone using it is fine.
Yeah.
I won't name any names.
We won't name any names. A lot of people are doing a lot of things with Microsoft these days.
A lot of great people using Microsoft. There was a whole thing that I've thought about talking about, like boycotting. Everyone's like boycotting like most of Microsoft stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought about talking about it, but I was like, we don't talk about Microsoft at all. Like the only thing that I would buy from Microsoft right now is that Gears of War remake. And then I remembered the boycott, and then I also remembered it's also Gears 1. So I was like, well, there's now two reasons why I wouldn't play. I would play Gears 1 through 3 if I could on play, because it came out for PlayStation.
Yeah. Bad people. A lot of people are saying this.
There's some very bad people.
It's almost like it's all bad.
Yeah.
All those people with all the money are bad.
Yeah, they should give me the money. Let me become corrupted with greed and malice.
I would do something good with all the money.
I would. I'd probably like pay off my debt and then I would I'd buy some pants at Macy's. If you gave me $1 million, this is a callback to episode like 203.
We're doing spent $1 million in one day by buying 3 pairs of pants.
There was more stuff in there. That was just how it started. Well, let's pay off my debt and then go to the mall and buy some pants or something.
You buy 3 pairs of pants and then you're like, fuck, what am I going to do with the rest? Oh, I know. I'll just give it to Raytheon.
Yeah.
So that they can drop bombs on children.
I know who needs this. No.
Lockheed Martin.
I'd probably give it to a terrorist group.
So they can level schools.
Yeah.
Terrorist group?
Yeah.
Which one?
One that I just identify with. I don't know. I'd probably start my
Branch
own.
Branch Davidians?
No, not those. That new cult group.
It sounds kind of like the like chickpea dip that vegans eat.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd
garbanzo.
I'd find my own terrorist group.
You could start one.
That's what I did with $1 million. I get the ground running.
I'd join.
I wouldn't ask any questions. I would hope so.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that my terrorist group would go crazy. Like social media wise, we'd be getting people coming out the wazoo to be like, I gotta join this
what's thing.
What's the get up? What's the fit?
The get up?
The fit.
Shiesty.
Dude, I'm thinking like 1970s, like
gorilla.
Gorilla, yeah.
I mean, that'd
lots
be
of
cool.
Olive green.
Yeah.
Mosh hats. Mosh
oh,
hats.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want a bunch of like what are they called?
Tassels.
Tassels and like medals and stuff on my jacket that don't mean anything.
Out the gate, I'm giving out medals. I was like, hey, this is for, hey, you haven't done this yet, but I know you're gonna, so.
This is for the Riz that you brought to the table.
Yeah. One of the medals is a little troll face. So, hanging down. No, it wouldn't be like that. It'd be a recycling.
The recycling symbol.
Yeah,
the
recycling symbol.
I think there's probably legitimately troll face meme pins that you could find on.
And they're probably owned by people who are part of other groups that have been labeled a terrorist organization by the U.S. government.
Or they've been given jobs at the U.S. government.
Yep.
Freaks.
Yeah. Freaks is one way to put it.
Can we turn the lights down a little?
Yeah.
It's bright in here. I feel like I'm being interviewed against my will.
For a terrorist organization?
No, yeah. I feel like I've joined a terrorist organization and now I've been detained and being questioned.
Here's what I do in that situation. I don't know.
This is what I would do in that situation.
I don't know.
I did see a video of a woman in a laundromat, and she just kept like saluting and then like going at ease, and they called in police and they're like, "Ma'am, do you have any ID on you?" And she just was like, just saluting and like being like going at ease, and then eventually she gave him her ID, but it was really funny. Just like nonverbal, just like at a laundromat, just emoting to the point where people are like, "We should call the police."
Something. She's glitching out. Yeah. This NPC's glitching.
Can't even emote in public now.
Damn.
Hell no.
Can't even emote in your own public lobbies. This is.
I mean, what are you doing in that situation though?
I'm like,
I'm letting that person do their thing.
I'm not calling the police, but I'm probably like, I'm going to finish my laundry as fast as possible, if not go to a different laundry.
I'm getting out of there. I'm leaving my laundry.
Do you think it's going to become a violent situation?
Unpredictable. Anyone that on the edge of reality and patriotic? Uh-uh.
So I was at work today, and the landlord for the building's name is Thorne. He is an immigrant from Vietnam, I believe. He is incredibly smart. Do you know what G-code?
Well, of course he is. He's a landlord.
Do you know what G-code is?
G-code?
Yeah.
That's what we do on the streets.
Ever since I was a juvenile, I've been stuck to the G-code.
Yeah.
So G-code.
No snitching.
All right. When you run a CNC machine, G-code is what the computer tells the CNC machine. It's basically just X, Y, and Z coordinates listed out to tell the machine where to cut.
Also the speeds.
Yes. Yes. Spindle speeds and feed, like how quickly it feeds. Thorne just can like write and read G-code. So he can be like, I need to cut this shape, and type out the G-code to do it, which is crazy. He's like a machinist, and we have these like big heavy tubes that he left in the parking lot that we use to like weigh stuff down when we're like gluing a floor down in a van. And I was like, what are these tubes? And someone was like, oh, those are like torpedoes, because Thorne had like a contract with the U.S. government to machine like weapons parts. But his son will occasionally show up in the parking lot, and we share a back parking lot with a certain game store, local used game store. But his son will occasionally just kind of show up in the parking lot and pace around, and smoke cigarettes. And I was warned today, someone was like, hey, Thorne's son is here. If you see him, just give him some breadth. Give him some space. And I was like, why? And my coworker was like, well, he's like psychotic. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, he went to prison.
He can read minds.
Because he went to prison. He went to prison because he tried to kill someone with a machete.
Ooh.
He just is like unwell. So you just
so
gotta,
we're gonna bring him in today for you.
You got to just kind of like give him space. But my boss was there today. He's like, yeah, Thornton's son's out back. He's like, I would love if the owners of the local game store just like,
oh man,
taunted him.
That'd be fucking hilarious. Or very bad.
Or very bad. But yeah, that reminded me of seeing him today.
If,
being like,
if I was at my job,
I got to give that guy some room.
If I was at my job and someone told me, hey, this guy who tried to kill someone with a machete is about to come in, I'd be like, I'm leaving. If they're like prefaced with that, I'd be like, yeah, I'm leaving. Like, if you're going to allow an insane person in here, I'm not taking any risks. And if they gave me any flack, I'd be like, you just told me a man who tried to kill someone with a machete is coming in here.
A violent offender.
And you weren't like, but he's better now. You're like, yeah, also stay away from him. It's like, okay, I'm going to stay really far away from him in my home. I'll see you tomorrow.
My boss is like, anytime I have to talk to him, he's like, I'm just like kind of on the balls of my feet, like just kind of ready to react if something happens.
So see, like, if there's any machete-like implements he can dash to, and if I can get to it quicker.
But he was just, I was like, well, he told me that, and I was like, I want to get a look at this guy so that I know what he looks like. But I was also like, I don't want this guy to see me seeing him.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If this is my first time, if I'm in your shoes the first time hearing about it, but the worst case scenario in my head is he sees me, and he's like, he's new. I got to get him. That's different. Something in his brain chemistry is like, that's different.
That's different.
I need to destroy it.
Well, so I like crept to the back of the shop and kind of like peeked around the corner, and I saw him. He was sitting on a milk crate smoking a cig on his phone, and I was just like, I gotta look at him long enough to like memorize his look, his face, and then I was out. I was like, all right, I'm not going back outside until the end of the day, because I was like, I don't want him to turn and see me seeing him.
Yeah,
you know, he does not look like it. You got to be careful talking to strangers because he's just like a skinny, unassuming guy.
Yeah,
you wouldn't think this man's tried to murder somebody with a large, sharp weapon.
Next time you see him, take some sawhorses out in the parking lot, get a big watermelon, lay it on top of the sawhorses, take a machete and start chopping it into slices and offer him one and see if he reacts in any kind of way.
I'm good. Right. I'm not going to do that. That's also a really elaborate and involved scenario to set up for myself to just get maybe murdered.
He might think, he might see you as a familiar at that
point. Oh, like we're kindred spirits.
Yeah.
We're simpatico.
You both wield machete. You're trained in the blade.
Trying to kill someone with a machete is crazy.
Yeah.
Like I'd be less afraid of him if my boss was like, yeah, he like shot somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd be like, oh, that happened. Yeah, sure. But no, like
the stabbings and
he wanted to watch the light go out of their eyes.
Yeah, stabbings and stuff like that are such a more, for lack of a better term, intimate way to kill someone that's like way more scary.
You're committing. Like a gun is a remote control to turn a person off.
Yeah, you can stay real far away from someone.
But you got to get up in the mix with a machete. Yeah.
I think this is where I differ. I'm more scared of gun.
Okay. I don't care about guns.
I'm more scared of that.
Here's the thing. Handgun, really hard to hit somebody unless you're pretty close to them. Also, you have to be like, I don't know. You got to just be like, I'm going to shoot at somebody. Like, I don't know.
You got to be close with the machete.
Yeah, but
it's way closer to be with a machete. And also, like, that's like an immediate, like, getting shot. Not that I know, but there's a lot of times where, like, the feeling of getting shot, like, where you get shot from all that I've heard, it feels like you're just getting punched really hard. And then once like stuff starts setting in, it gets a little scary. But like if someone just shoots you, I'd rather someone shoot me once than hit me with a machete once.
Also, it's like as soon as somebody fires a gun, there's a timer going before that somebody stops them.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody's calling the police at that point the second they start shooting.
It's harder to hide a machete.
It's so easy to hide a gun.
It's so easy to hide. That's why I'm scared of that, because anyone could have a gun. And yeah. A lot of people do.
But if I see someone with a gun, I'm like, depending on how far away they are, or if I suspect someone with a gun, or if you're someone who, like me, who's constantly on edge for mass shootings and stuff like that, I'm like, I can get out of this situation real quick.
I'm not saying I'm more afraid of a machete than a gun. I am more afraid of a person willing to try to kill someone with a machete than I am of a person willing to try to kill someone with a gun. I'm more afraid of the mindset of a person who is like, I'm going to end this person's life by taking this machete and just go into town till they're not sentient anymore.
Okay.
Then like, oh, I'm going to turn this person off by pushing this button.
At least if I get shot and die, it's like real quick. Like if they shoot.
That's what I'm saying though. The decision to shoot someone with a gun is a split second decision. The decision to kill someone with a machete is like a thought out process.
Which is why I'm more afraid of that person.
But since it is such an easier decision to just pull a trigger,
it's more likely
anyone could do it.
Anyone can buy a gun, but also anyone can buy a machete.
Which is why I'm more afraid of a person who has tried to kill someone with a machete.
I don't know.
Because they had to commit.
I think I'm down with that. I'm on their side at that point. They put effort into it.
I'm just saying, if you are like, you have to hang out with one of these people.
It's also such like a third grader idea of how I'm going to kill someone is like, get the biggest knife I can find and hit them with it.
If someone was like, you have to ride in a car for 30 minutes with one of these two people, that guy shot at somebody.
Yeah.
Trying to kill them.
Crazy person.
And that guy tried to murder somebody with a blade that you use to clear like a path in the jungle.
Yeah, there's also
I've worked with people who have shot guns at people and tried to kill them.
Yeah.
And they were very pleasant, lovely people.
I've done podcasts with them. No. There's
I had a coworker who did time because he shot at someone outside of a club, and he was my favorite person at that job. Except for Jeremy, friend of the show. Jeremy also worked with him, I should say.
Did not shoot someone.
I just didn't work with Jeremy very much. Big Al was in the warehouse with
you. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you worked with Big Al. Big Al shot a gun at someone and was like, I was trying to kill that person. And I was like, I shouldn't have been talking shit. I'm not afraid of Big Al. I wouldn't want to piss him off, but I would ride in a car with him. Thorn's son?
Yeah, there's a difference between like, all right, you gotta ride in a car with someone. They killed someone with a gun or they killed someone with a machete. I hear someone killed someone with a gun. I'm like, this might be a crazy person, but if they're working with me, it's probably like they're not that crazy. They got off. They're doing their shit. You don't like, oh, he was coming at, like, I self-defense with a machete. There's no self-defense.
He's not heat of the moment. Like, he was pissed. He had a gun on him and he just did it. It's like heat of the moment. He was pissed. He unsheathed his machete. Traverse 20 yards and then
hack
the person
down
in the neck 20 times.
Because also with the machete, you have to bring that out and start running towards someone and they are like, I'm out. With a, I feel like if you successfully almost killed someone with a machete, like you had to like.
There's so many more opportunities with a machete to say, I should stop doing this. I'm going to take someone's life than with a gun.
Yeah. Gun, you shoot someone once and then you're like, oh, man, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And also, like.
So again, I'm not more afraid of a machete than I am a gun. I'm afraid of a person who's willing to kill with a machete more than a person who's willing to kill with a gun.
Okay. I see where you're coming from and I understand the points.
Big cut on my body is scary.
That is scary. But I'm
traumatizing
thinking,
even. I'd rather die than.
The headspace of someone.
804-286-0626. Are you more afraid of a person who's attempted murder with a machete or with a gun? Give us a call. Let us know what you think.
All right, let me give my final thing.
Closing arguments.
My closing argument is, since like you're saying, it's so easy to use the gun to press the off button.
Incredibly
on
easy.
You cannot even think about it. That to me is scarier than someone being like, I am going to take this person's life in a very long, drawn out way where I attack them with a large blade. That person is set on doing that thing and they are committed to it.
You like commitment.
I don't like the commitment. I'm saying that is like, I'm not scared as a bystander in that situation because they are set on doing
this
one
thing. No, I'm saying like after the fact, like there's a person and someone's like, hey, there's something you should know about this person that you're going to interact with. They tried to kill someone with a machete.
That's not an accident.
Or they tried to kill someone
with a gun. That's what I'm saying. It's not an accident. Shooting someone could be an accident. You're not going to accidentally kill someone with a machete. That is you put effort into that. So I'm not scared of that person.
I'm very scared of that person because they could put effort into killing me.
I just got to be on their good side. That's easy to do.
I guess.
Bob trusts in his own charisma.
I'm buying this guy lunch every day.
Bob's afraid of negligence.
I'm scared of, the willy-nilliness of, I have a gun on me at all times, and if I get caught in a weird mood, I might pull it.
Don't go to brush removal tomorrow. Hey, no problem, fam. I'm staying home.
You've always been cool to me.
Yeah.
Don't come to bushwhacking tomorrow.
Yeah, big things going on.
Anyway.
Just watch the news.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of...
speaking of news.
Speaking of trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you make me watch this?
Because I was talking to Connor about it. Well, and
I don't want to... go ahead.
Have you seen it, Connor?
No, because I went to watch it, and you can't watch it on Crunchyroll unless you have a premium account, and I don't have a Netflix login. So I did not watch it.
I made Bob watch Taco Pete's Original Sin. Mm-hmm.
An anime.
And it's an anime. Bob, how did you feel watching this?
I hear there are content warnings.
There's
at the
two
beginning.
Content warnings at the beginning.
Yep.
So I don't think we're going to get much into it because you still haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll give it like a brief vibes and synopsis of it, but I guess trigger warning for self-harm and
domestic abuse
and
bullying.
I guess bullying. Yeah. I guess if you're listening to this podcast and you're triggered by bullying, I don't know how you've listened to any of this podcast. We do a lot of that.
Yeah, you guys do.
Shut the hell up. Not to you. Yeah, Bob, what was your... you knew nothing going in, I assume.
I knew nothing going in.
Which is the way that I should... There should be... I mean, you see the content warning, so you know something's going on. But I think I knew almost nothing going in, and I was like, I'm glad I didn't know.
Hey, also, the comment section on the Anime Kai site is pretty rough.
I've never... interacted with it.
A lot of them taking the side of the bullies.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's dark, to put it lightly.
Yeah.
Not a cheerful show. So the first thing that caught me off guard was the art style.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's an uncomfortable looking art style.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Yeah.
Especially like specific like scenes and stuff like that.
It's very early 2000s looking.
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk about it.
So it is a story about a girl who comes upon a little alien.
Cried a river and drowned the whole world.
Yes. Somewhat. comes upon a little alien named Taco P.
Who a Happian.
He's a Happian from Planet Happy.
Oh.
And he's a... little like octopus kind of guy, and the first person he sees is this girl, tries to cheer her up. She's not having it. You can tell that she's like, her clothes are kind of dirty, all of her like schoolwork has a lot of like, throughout like the first like few scenes of you see like she's getting bullied, there's like shit all over her desk of like just like nasty things written about her. She's constantly like losing stuff because people are, specifically one person's like taking stuff from her and like throwing it away and stuff like that. And you find out later on that her mother is also like absent. And the whole time, in this like few days that she first meets Taco P, he's trying to like, his apparent mission from coming to Earth is to like help people smile and stuff like that. And it's like this juxtaposition of like this little happy alien and this girl who's just like deeply depressed and going through like the worst shit ever. And he's just like, doesn't understand it. There's like little jokes here and there that like are funny kind of coming from him, but it's like, it's not something that's going to be like, this is hilarious. It's like, oh, he misunderstands the situation that's going on. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, this person who's bullying her is actually like friends. And what they need to do is they need to talk, because then they'll like understand each other. Or like, he doesn't understand, like when he's like, oh, she's like, I don't have a dad. She's like, oh, I guess mom's on this earth. Like, that's the only like funny part was like, he doesn't understand. He's like, oh, I guess mothers on this planet can like have children by themselves. And that's like the only part that's like kind of funny. Bob, you want to add anything?
Yeah, like you're saying, the juxtaposition of the happy-in with this very like deadly serious story of the two main characters' home life.
Yeah,
it feels very like Happy Tree Friends.
Yeah,
in its kind of delivery, where it's like a cutesy fun thing, but it's like over top of this extremely serious in tone like domestic abuse anime.
Yeah, she's the main character's name is what was it,
Shizuka,
and then the other girl who's like mainly bullying her was like Maria or like Marina, it was something like, oh, Marina. I don't know how much do you want to go into it.
I watched 3 episodes.
Damn. Okay.
Because I watched the first episode and it ended, and I was like, that was a huge bummer.
Yeah.
I need to see if it gets a little better.
Yeah.
And the second episode got,
dude, it's one of those things where you're like, it can't get worse, can it? And it's like, oh, it just got the worst it could ever get.
Yeah.
And then you're like, it can't get any worse, right?
And then I watched the third episode, and then I was like, I don't know if I can do any more to your show.
Well, the good news is that you're halfway through.
Right.
There's this was apparently like a short. This is actually, I think, a mangaka's like first like published work, and it was only 3 volumes, and I think it's gonna be like 6 episodes, something like that. I know it's only gonna be like a 6 episode, like shorter.
Is the whole
story
thing out?
No.
Oh.
I think it's only like episode 3 just came out not too long ago. But if you want to read ahead.
Have you read ahead?
No.
Okay.
I've been meaning to like check this out because I've heard about it, but it was one of those things where I just kept hearing it out of here. And then I was like, okay, I'm sitting at home, nothing's going on. I'll like, while I'm making food, I'll like watch this. And, yeah. So it is a weird kind of, I don't know how best to describe stuff like this, because it's like an inversion of Doraemon, where in Doraemon there's like a robot cat otter who has a bunch of devices and stuff like that. And yeah, so it's kind of like the same idea. It's like, oh, there's like this alien character, cutie character that has devices to help people and stuff like that. And so Taco P has all these devices, like this picture, this like Polaroid, that we find out eventually he can like feed it back in and then go back to that moment.
Oh.
And there's,
I guess, should we just sum up the first episode?
I think the first episode is kind of like the best way to like figure it out. It's kind of like crazy. I think everyone, I'll just like take a timestamp between here and then like the end of the first, we talk about the first episode. And then, so if you want to completely go in blind, I suggest it. But I think there's enough out there and it's been out for enough time that like, if you're interested in like anime at all, you've probably figured out about it. But if a fucked up little story that's going to make you feel bad, if you want to skip that, understandable. And also if you want to skip because you want to go in completely blind, feel free to. But it's kind of, I don't know.
I don't think anything in this first episode getting spoiled is going to mess up the rest of the series for
absolutely
you.
Absolutely not.
Because it goes way different places.
Yes.
But it does set up like the tone and the vibe of the show.
Yeah. So first episode, going through it quickly, she's getting bullied constantly, and eventually Takapi's like, they just need to talk together. I have this ribbon that when you tie it to two characters or like two people, I think he says something along the line.
I think it's around your fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. That you get to, you understand, or like
you reconcile your differences.
Yeah. And become friends. And so she's like, can I have that ribbon? And he's like, I don't think I'm supposed to. And then there's like a kind of like a flashback of like him talking to, I think, his mom. And his mom's like, remember, you're not supposed to give anyone of these, like the camera and you're not supposed to give anyone the tools. And he's like, well, you know what? Like, it's not that big of a deal. I'll give it to you. Gives it to her. She goes home. And then he's waiting around for her for a while, and then he ends up going, and she hangs herself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And the scene where he walks in is fucking grim. It is like, no, I think one thing that this show does really well is like, all right, we're just going to cut the music right here. Or there's not a lot of score in the show.
Yeah.
So it allows it to like really feel grounded and real. And the main reason that like, I think there's a lot of shows of, like you even said, like it has a very early 2000s art style. And when we were talking about it, how like grim, like this is so fucked up, was like so big back then, that, and the art style reflecting that era also makes it feel like, oh, it's one of these. Yeah. It's been a really long time that I've watched something and been like, oh, I get like a very, even as someone who's like seen a lot of like bad media and stuff like that, where it's like, this is clearly for shock value, this is clearly to make you feel bad, and like almost become callous to stuff. It's like, oh, this like made me feel bad.
Yeah.
And the reason I kind of want to continue watching it is because it is, doesn't make me feel good, but it feels good to know that there's like media out there that like can do stuff like that, and in like manga format or anime format, because you know it's like people can do the most fucked up thing ever, or like have the craziest, like this is so twisted, but it like has like no, I don't know where this is going to go in the end.
Yeah.
It has no resolve. It just feels like it's just there for that purpose. And I'm like wondering if this has anything to say, or if it's going to like get better, or if it's just one of those things where it's just like a lesson and like, oh no, there are bad things in the world and that you can still feel bad and don't be as callous as whatever. But yeah, you're going to say something, Bob?
The art style is like kind of reminiscent of like Junji Ito a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just in like the, like everything is like kind of creepy looking, but not on purpose. Just like in this like very like sketched.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Scratchy.
Scratchy kind of look, but not like in a sloppy way. Just like in the style of like, you see it and it looks unsettling to you just the way it's animated.
Scratchy, dingy, like everything is like grounded in a way where it's like, this does not feel like a good it's like obviously Takapi being like super bright and bubbly and being around like all this other art style of like again, like I even said at the top, like it's very scratchy, dingy, dark. But then what he does is he realizes, oh, I can put back in the Polaroid and spit us back to the moment where I took a picture with her.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes back to that moment. And so then he spends like a few times of like, okay, this time I'm going to give her the right, because he's like, what made her do this? And he's like, okay, so what can I do to like fix this? He's like, okay, I'm going to give her the right answer to this question. And so she gets it right. And then you see the bully getting mad, and then he goes and finds like the notebook the bully threw away and gives it back, and then she's happy again, or she like has her thing back, and then the bully notices that, and then he's getting angry, and it's like
kind of like does like a Groundhog Day thing of like trying to go back and like fix each little thing that he thinks is the reason why she did it.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And it just like makes it worse every time. Like
she gets teased for not eating her food, so he's like, oh, I'll help you eat it all, and like he vacuums it away, and then the bully sees her and is like mad because she's a shitty bully. This all comes down to the point where she gets beat up by the bully. And then Takapi's like, oh, maybe they just didn't like, again, maybe she just needed like someone to talk to. So she gives, she takes this, he gets this other like magical device and takes a lock of her hair and then basically clones himself as her mm-hmm. to go talk to the girl. And then the girl, after all this is going on, Marina just beats the shit out of Takapi as her mm-hmm. to the point where it's kind of implied that she like
stabs her, I think
stabs him in the eye,
Jesus,
with like a pin. And like it's not like a like, oh, they're like fighting, it's like she's just beating the shit out of him and he's just like crying and he's like, I'm so scared. He literally gets like PTSD. He's like, Jesus, I'm so scared, I can't move, like why is she doing this? And like, just, it's like the, imagine the first time you realize someone can hurt you.
Yeah.
And like once malicious intent to you and like you've grown, like take all that and then be like, plus like how many years of your life that you've grown up and you're like a positive person and then you just get destroyed. And so he goes back and then what he decides to do is to, at least like the last moment, clones her again, and then she goes down to talk with Maria, and then or Marina, and then he, as her, goes and gets the teachers to go stop the fight. And so I guess they try to have, there's like no real redemption for this character,
no.
For the bully, but basically it turns out like she's like, I know she's saying to Takapi, like, I know that you were the one who like went to go get the teachers because they were wondering like how I was able to call for their attention and then be there. But it turns out like, oh, she only gets hit once and it's like not a big deal. The teachers come and intervene. So it's like squash or whatever like that. But then it turns out you go home or Marina goes home and her mom, who's like clearly just distraught, mm-hmm. is like, your father's out with that that escort again. This is also another thing, what's her name, I always forget the main character's name.
Shizuka's
mom is the escort.
Oh.
And that's why she's never home. And it's her mom, or it's her, yeah, Shizuka's mom is an escort and is seeing multiple times, I guess, at this point, Marina's father. So she's not gone. And so there's this whole like bit where the Marina comes in and she just kind of freezes up. And she's like clearly like going some sort of abuse, specifically like, oh, but like you're on my side, aren't you, Marina? Like this whole like little scene plays out before the end of the episode where you find out like, oh, she's going home and like she's probably blaming Shizuka for
fucking up her family.
Yeah, fucking up her family. And now her mom is like clearly like out of just doesn't know how to deal with the situation and is now trying to like pit her own child against her. And like,
how many episodes did you watch?
I've only watched two.
Okay.
Not to give too much away.
Yeah, I won't.
That's kind of where that episode ends.
Okay.
And if you're like, damn, couldn't get worse. It's like, damn, this, it couldn't be worse than this, right? And then it's just like, nah, man, it gets worse than you ever thought it could. It's, I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, damn, this fucking like is gut-wrenching to watch. And it's like cringing, all like I'm grinding my teeth through like half of these episodes. But I think it's important that people can make shit like this.
Yeah, you know? It was like I wasn't enjoying watching it.
Yeah,
but I needed to keep watching because I was like, there has to be like a resolution to this,
yeah,
right? Like
yeah.
It has to. It can't end like this,
yeah,
can it?
Yeah,
and it does, and then it gets worse.
Yeah,
it's
It's a very complicated feeling.
It is.
You know? Because I'm like, I'm happy that something like this exists, but it's like, you have to be a specific type of person to want to endure.
And I am that specific type of person.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I love fucked up stuff, even though I am deeply emotionally affected by it. I'm not like a person who's like, oh yeah, I can watch like a fucked up movie and it like doesn't bother me. No, like it like will fuck up my week.
Yeah.
But I like those kinds of stories.
Yeah.
For whatever fucking reason.
It is also crazy that something like this got made in 2025 when I think about like, oh, this is
on Netflix.
Yeah, it's a manga first, and then some people were like, nah, we need to see this animated. But I mean, they do know, again, it's like just in a weird way good that someone can make something that's just like, God, this sucks.
Yep.
Like nothing is good. I guess you like, once you're done, you're like, damn, I guess I'm not that bad off. I guess it could be worse.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the thing where it's like, you don't, like at the beginning, you're like rooting for Shizuka, and then,
yeah,
because you're like, oh, the bully sucks. She's just like a mean little shithead. And then they immediately put you in her shoes and her home life, and you're like, fuck, this sucks too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, not that I am glad she's bullying someone, but it's like she's also getting a shit end of this. And like,
yeah. It's one of those, it's also funny because it's like, it's kind of like, hinted, if she's stabbing someone in the eye, she's like attempted manslaughter, and it's like, you're a child, so like you probably don't like understand what you're doing, and you have a lot of stuff going on. But I was like, after they showed that, I was like, do they want me to like this girl or like feel bad? Because there's like a part of me that's like, you're a child, so I feel bad for you. But there's a part of me is like, you did try to stab, in like this weird like alternate reality, you did try to stab someone in the eye with a pin, and you're also like the worst person ever. But I guess that's just how bullying is like, yeah. And it's like over dramatized in the way that like, you know, it should be, because it's not one of those things where like, you know, in real life situations people get bullied, but in situations like that, it doesn't feel as like dramatized as like me and my bully at the end of school, no one else is around, and stuff like that. Usually like,
usually it's
different.
Like me and my two bullies every Monday.
Yeah.
With microphones.
Yeah.
Are you doing a podcast with somebody else?
The hell? What are they doing with those microphones, bro?
The fuck?
Yeah, I want to see how this one sounds.
Meow.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it now that I know where to see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to finish it. Like, part of me is like, I need to finish it because I want to know how it does ultimately resolve. But it's a fucking bummer to watch,
dude. The Kizuka smiling at episode two. It's just like, it's like, oh no, dude.
Like, everyone is a psycho.
Yeah. It's like, oh man, maybe no one's good and everyone's bad, and this world is peace. Like, it's just a load of shit.
All right, like the episode three is crazy too, so like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just
I'm excited is one way to put it. They also do a really good job of just like, again, like the soundtrack, but also like the way they use like sound and stuff in certain scenes. I'm just like,
yeah, the sound design is really good. Like, even like scenes where they're in school, I noticed this because I was watching it with headphones on. Like, when someone has a backpack on and they like turn around, it like makes like the, like,
yeah, they really put effort.
Yeah,
into
they put
it.
A lot of effort, because there's no score really to be heard anywhere else. So it's like, it's very sparse. So the sound effects are like vivid.
Yeah,
Makes
it feel so much more real, and it's like crazy because it's this like hyper, almost dramatized version of like bullying in high school and stuff like that. But they do such a good job of making it feel grounded and real, even though it's like an anime and
with a space alien.
Yeah. So yeah, everyone should maybe check that out.
Yeah, I mean, obvious trigger warnings there if that's something that you're not you don't like fucking with,
yeah,
then
probably
avoid it.
Yeah, but, definitely. It's not gonna make you feel better if those things aren't for you. Yeah, it's gonna. Yeah, I would say even if you were like okay with those things, you still might want to second guess if you want to watch it or not, because it's like, just because stuff isn't there doesn't mean there's not a bunch of bad stuff. I was talking about this after Card Night with Nick, specifically because I was like, I feel like Nick needs to watch this as another calloused person who grew up watching the craziest early 2000s anime. And it's funny that you said it has that, it kind of feels like that vibe in the style, because I was like, that's definitely why I was like, this takes me back. Which is something else I did this weekend, I guess, was Card Night.
Card Night.
Not much to
talk about. Had a blast.
We played cards.
We played cards for 10 hours.
Yeah,
I stayed up way too late. I'd never stay up that late.
Yeah, I think you guys left at like 2:30 or something like that.
It's crazy. I fell asleep sitting in that chair while we were watching YouTube. I was just like dozing off.
As we came in after everyone left to watch cards on YouTube, as one does.
When the party turns into, hey, put YouTube on.
Yeah.
And you know it's late.
Yeah. Yep. I played a game.
Oh.
Silk Song.
I did. I played a brand new game called Hollow Knight's Silk Song. It's the follow-up to this game called Hollow Knight.
It's a retro video game.
Yes. I think it's been like 5 years since they announced it.
If you think
about it,
Silk Song is also kind of a retro video game at this point.
Yeah. That was one thing when I turned it on, I was like, yeah, this does look like a Newgrounds animation video game. respectfully. Starting out playing it, took a little bit to get used to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The move sets are a little different. The knight in Hollow Knight, or the little guy you play, he has like a very grounded jump. He has only a downward kind of attack, and he obviously, through power-ups, he gets like a double jump and a dash and all this stuff, but he feels very linear in his movement, where Hornet in Hollow Knight Silk Song has a little more stuff going on. It feels a little weird at first, and I wasn't really in love with it at first, because one of my favorite parts about Hollow Knight was that there were areas that you could traverse by pogoing, by basically hitting the ground, and at like specific areas it'd be like a spike pick that you could jump across by jump and then hit your nail down. And that would kind of pogo you back, so you could like get around like hard platforming, stuff like that. She has something kind of similar, where which might play into how she works as a character in harder platforming stuff. And I have had some weird platforming stuff, but nothing like along the lines of some later Hollow Knight stuff, so I'm sure that's coming. But her kit's different in the fact that her jump, you can kind of control the height. She jumps higher than the original character, and you can kind of also, you know, get mid jumps. It depends on how long you hold the jump button.
Okay.
Her in air, if you go down an attack, and depending on the direction you kind of hold, she does a diagonal attack down. When she does that on enemies and like specific like surfaces, it feels like you can bounce off and then like do it again, so you can kind of like hit something and then, you know, jump up and then hit something again. And there's like platforming puzzles where there's these little like red flowers where you can jump and then you hit it and you do like a bounce and then you can hit another one and bounce, and that's how you get to a new area.
Okay.
In this like diagonal fashion. The other parts of her kit that are kind of weird and different, you unlock like over time. I'm trying to think if there's I don't want to spoil too much because it just came out, so I'm not going to talk about like actual mechanics.
You know how long it is?
I would assume 15 hours to 30 hours. It's one of those games where it's a Metroidvania. So like
Hollow Knight wasn't super long, was it?
Hollow Knight wasn't super long, but it had the ability to go very long. It's one of those games where like, oh, if you don't do everything, you can like you can kind of like speed run it pretty quickly, get to the end boss, and then get like the bad ending. But if you like do all this extra stuff, you get like a better ending. There's okay. like I think there's multiple endings, and it's like a Metroidvania in that way where there's gonna be like I mean there's like a whole area in Hollow Knight that you can just completely like not go to if you don't know where to go. I really like the animations of Hornet. She has this this thing where if she's facing one direction and you turn around, she has this like brief like few seconds of frames where she like starts walking backwards and then turns around. It's like little things like that okay. where like it looks really cool and you can kind of feel like the like movement of her.
Like the Mario 64 kind of where it feels like it has weight to the character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's but it's the anime, they definitely put in time for the animation of this mm-hmm. game. And
I heard there's like 60 bosses in the game. Like,
I yeah.
The devs were like, no, we weren't just like fucking around yeah. for 10 years. Like, we were doing stuff.
I meant to look that up because I've also wondered, like, there's like a mini boss that I fought that doesn't have like a title card come up when I play mm-hmm. it and I can like leave the room to like, but it was like, it was like hitting me because you have like five basically hits you can take, but then sometimes an enemy when they hit you will do like two damage, and this one was one of those, and it was just ridiculously annoying to the point where I was like, I'm just gonna go somewhere else, and then I ended up playing another like hour of doing other stuff. But I'm wondering how many named bosses, and because mm-hmm. even in like Hollow Knight, there's a decent amount, but then they added all the DLC, and then there was a whole room where you could go, and there's basically a boss rush mode.
Is the gameplay cycle pretty similar to Hollow Knight?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like, you die, you have to go fight your ghosts to get your souls?
You have to go find, like, your cocoon.
Okay.
And your cocoon kind of stays in one place, where I think in Hollow Knight, it kind of, like, moved around and attacked you.
Well, I think it stayed in the screen where you died, yeah. but it does like come at you as soon as you get there.
This is like it stays in one place and you hit it once and then you get all your stuff back. There are different materials to be used. There's like shards that I don't even know what I use them for because I've maxed out on them.
Okay. This is something that I think about a lot. Shards?
Yeah.
Is something that to me, I experience the word shards most of the time in a video game reference, not in actual life.
Yeah.
Are there other words like that where it's like, it's a very common video game word to use, but you never use it?
Pow block.
double jump.
No, but you know what I mean? Like shards. Like when you hear someone saying shard, 90% of the time, they're talking about something in a video game.
Yeah, some gotcha game.
But they never say, like, the shard of glass. Like, you don't hear shard of glass very often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
One always pops out of it. Like, shard is a very common word for video games to use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not used in a lot of other.
Because, I mean, it's not specific to a video games. It's just, like, a shape of something. Right?
Yeah.
So it could be any other word.
A shape of a much larger thing.
Yeah, like a piece of something, but it. There's the connotation that it's kind of like long and like thin.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking thin and like sharp.
Yeah.
Kind of like flaked off of a larger thing.
Brittle.
I just think of a glass jar.
Anyway, continue. Sorry.
I got glass jars on my mind for some reason. That there's also rosary beads you can find, and those seem like the actual currency that you can use to buy upgrades. Well, not upgrades. You buy at this
They've incorporated Catholicism into this world.
Yeah, basically. Okay. The bugs found Jesus.
Is there a bug pope?
Not yet, but I would not be surprised if there was. You can buy maps for an area. The new cartographer in this game is really cool.
Okay.
Very dope character. Has a lot of cool little lines that they say. Because all the bugs do, they're like, Buzz Winnable.
Yeah,
they have like funny, like, cool noises that they make. This one will sell you maps, and then as you find her more throughout your travels, she'll give you like a map for a new area, but also will be like, okay, now I can buy pins where I can see where all the benches are, which mm-hmm. are just like in Hollow Knight. You sit there, and they're kind of like your bonfire. You get your health back, and then everything respawns, but you basically save there. There are, again, just like in Hollow Knight, there is a fast traveling system where, or it's kind of like a cart, if we're going by Morrowind logic, where you can find the bell bug, and he takes you mm-hmm. from like one kind of area to another.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great in this game.
Hell yeah.
And then there's other things where it's like, oh, if I pay a certain amount, now I can get little pins that I can put on my mm-hmm. map, so that the next time I am in that area, I can be like, oh, I put a pin here because I needed to come back when I got this power up, or like there's a jump that I know I can't make now, but I'm probably gonna get a double jump or something at some point yeah. to like be able to get it. And then there's also things in the main like town that you can go to that you can spend rosaries on to get. You can give 80 to get 60. I think that's the exchange rate, or maybe it's like. So the exchange rate is not good, but you can basically give a bunch of your beads to make a full rosary, and when you die, you don't lose those. Mm. So it's kind of like a safeguard if like you're too worried about like losing all your stuff, or you know you're about to go into a boss fight. So I'm going to have to keep attempting this because my ghost is going to be in that boss fight. Mm-hmm. You can do that. But there's also other items in there that off the top of my head, I can't really remember because I only bought a few of them. And they're doing something similar where in Hollow Knight, you had like a charm system where you could equip, you know, X amount of charms. And this one, it seems that they've kind of divvied them up to, here's a charm you can place, and it doesn't look like, there's like a big crest, and it looks like you can get, like I can either equip a dash mechanic, or it looks like there's going to be more like a mechanic, or not a dash mechanic. I can equip this like big attack, this like super strong attack that can do a bunch of damage, but also will clear specific like areas. It kind of reminds me of like, oh no, you need the bombs Super Metroid to get through like specific doors. Like also I can attack with this, but I also need this to get through specific doors.
Right.
Unfortunately, you can only equip those at benches. So if you come to something that you need to use it for, you kind of have to have it on hand because it looks like you can mix and match those. But then there's also ones that's like, okay, if I have this charm, and these are specific slots. So like the fighting mechanics and what seem to be like expending your thread, which is like your main like currency of like. When you hit stuff, you mm-hmm. gain more thread back, and you have to hold down circle or A button to heal. In this game, just like in Hollow Knight, you expend thread by using the mechanics the same way that you'd expend whatever currency they had in that game, or, you know, mm-hmm. currency in a sense. You use the thread to shoot out special attacks. And I think that this charm is either going to be something where it's like, okay, this is going to be your charm for the thing that you're going to use thread for. And then there's another one, so like I said, open up a new doorway, do a special attack. There's probably going to be some sort of like new things that they're going to add. Like maybe there's a one where you do an attack upwards and you need to use that for specific things. I know in Hollow Knight, there is one where you do a sideways, like a super big attack, and you just kind of fly for as long as until you hit something.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another slot in your charm area, and that is for specifically exploration stuff, it seems like, or currency stuff. Like one is like when you are traversing and you open up your mini map, you actually can see where you are on the mini map. Mm-hmm. There's another one that's like when you have this one equipped, you get extra shards or like equipment and stuff like that. And then, you know, it looks like there's another like two slots for charms, and it looks like I'm going to be unlocking more. So I wonder if that's going to be like, now your nail does like X amount more damage, or it can, I know in Hollow Knight, it can reach farther. So it seems like they're kind of gating Instead of giving you a big list of charms you have to choose from in Hollow Knight, it looks like in this game, they're like, we're going to give you maybe a smaller amount and be more honed in on what you're doing, but also we're going to put them in specific like areas. Like, okay, this is your exploration gathering charm slot. This is going to be your attack and like getting through areas slot. And then there's two other ones there, it looks like.
Question.
Yeah.
Is this the first Metroidvania or whatever that you've played since Animal Well?
I think so. Yeah.
How does it feel going back to a more kind of, I don't know if traditional is the right word, but like standard style of that game after having played such a like unique take?
Feels like another one of those. Yeah. That's I knew going into this, I was like, they don't have to like change the formula up too much. Mm-hmm. I think they've done enough just changing the way you move and interact with the world. Another thing I should mention is that specifically Hornet, along with her, you know, sideways downward attack that can bounce off of stuff and all this other cool mechanical stuff, she has the ability to, if she can jump, it feels like she can kind of like grab onto areas to like get up. If you do it correctly.
I got really far in Hollow Knight, but I never finished it.
Yeah.
I was like 30 hours in, I think.
Probably could have finished it.
Probably could have, should have.
Yeah.
Also got far in Blasphemous, the first one, speaking of Metroidvanias. Did you ever play the second one of those?
No.
Okay. I heard it wasn't as good.
Yeah. I think I went from Blasphemous after playing like Metroid, and the movement felt too like stiff, and so I just kind of dropped off it. And it was one of those things where I was like, I need to come back to this after not playing another one for a while.
It was decent, but like it was very, it relied pretty heavily on vibes.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, this game has the vibes.
Yeah,
it's got some cool new, freaky little guys in it, which I really like.
Big question.
Yeah,
is it worth the wait?
Does
it feel like it was a 7-year wait?
I'm not a weirdo who was freaking out about it.
Sure.
I was excited for it, and at the beginning of it I was like, damn, I really want to play this. And then after year two, I was just like, okay, it will come out when it comes out. And then in the past past 2 years, I've just been like, I just don't want to hear about this game.
Sure.
Yeah. I just want to play it when it comes out, and I do not care about this game.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm asking is, when you play it, do you feel like the freaks who were like every comment thread, like, where's Silk Song? Where's Silk Song?
Yeah.
Do you think they are satisfied?
I think they'll be satisfied no matter what.
Okay.
I think most of those people are just insane people who are like, they could have just gotten the same game again and been like happy about it.
Sure. Okay.
At least like
reskinned.
A majority of those people. If they were like, now it's Hollow Knight, but you play as Luigi, basically. That's just my personal opinion. Yeah. I know there'd be some people out there that are like, but I mean, for $20, and that's like a whole thing where people are like, see, three people made a game and they only sold it for $20. Like, yeah, well, they took like 18 years to make it. They live in New Zealand. I don't know how much it costs to live there, but they also had like a backing constantly.
Yeah.
And they're using clip art for everything. Not to get too in the weeds and that stuff, but it's always just like, it's more than like, this game came out and these people made it and that's it.
Yeah.
Now, it's a good game, but I also have only played like 3 hours, and Metroidvanias are, and I bought it like day of, but part of me was like, maybe I should wait to play this because there's so many other games that I want to like play. And a Metroidvania is a game where I'm like, specifically this game, because I'm really, really liking it. But I'm like, now that I know that I like it and I'm 3 hours in, I'm like, I have to stop everything else because you can't stop playing one of these games.
Yeah, because then you'll be like, wait, where was I? Yeah. Where was I going?
Exactly.
Yeah. I played Hollow Knight for like 10 hours. Stopped for like 6 months and then went back and I was like, oh, I just have to start over.
Yeah, 100%. I think if you don't play Hollow Knight for like 2 weeks, it's like, depending on how far you are, you might as well just restart it. Mm-hmm. I do like the places that they are, like the different biomes they have. The first one's a moss area. The second one, well, the first one's like a bone, kind of like desolate area. Then there's a, like a moss area, like really close into it. And now I'm almost basically through this molten like lava fire area, and all the bugs have like helmets on, so I'm like, oh no, I can't do the downward attack on them because they just bounce off. And there are some boss fights where, I mean, I've only done like three named bosses, and then there's like that one mini boss, I think off the top of my head, which all have been extremely well done. Like if it takes me like more than like three times, I don't feel like frustrated. I'm just like, I'm getting into this. And then after, and like mid, like, I remember one boss fight I started and I only saw like two of his moves. And I was like, this is a good boss fight. Like, I was already like, yeah, this is a good one. This feels really good. I like the move sets. I like what it's demanding of me. And, yeah. Super cool game. I will say there was a area where I got like stuck in because you have to do like this mini quest for it, and it wasn't very clear on how to do it, and that was kind of annoying. I had to look up a video because I was like, I'm killing the things that it wants me to kill, but like, and it's not dropping the item. The thing is it's a enemy that shoots out the item that you need. It's basically a ball that shoots out spikes, and you have to get the spikes for this character. And after it shoots out the spikes, you have to go over to them and hit them, and then it becomes an item that you pick up. And I was like, oh, well, I kept killing them and being like, they're not dropping the item.
Yeah.
Because there would be sometimes where I'd kill one, and then it just happened to be that while I was swinging the sword, basically, I would hit the thing and the item, and then it would drop, and I'd get it, and I'm like, oh, it dropped for that one. But then I was like, just farming them. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I need 25 of these, and I've gotten like three. And I've been going, so I looked at them, I was like, oh, that's stupid. I wish they kind of gave me a little more.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed something in the dialogue, or maybe there's something where you can talk to her, the character, and they give you more information. But, that might be on me, but that's only the only thing that was kind of annoying. But then you get a cool upgrade from her that is like a permanent thing. That's pretty dope. So yeah, Hollow Knight Silksong. Turns out it's pretty good.
Nice.
Cool.
We'll see how it turns out in the end. But I'm playing on PS5 and having no problems there.
You didn't have the Steam debacle?
No, dude. That was here's the thing was that I bought it like the day it came out, but like later in the day. I have a news article on that because they dropped the game, and Steam and PlayStation and Nintendo, all of their eShops like went down.
Whoa.
From like people trying to get it, which is crazy.
That's nuts.
And I think it already reached like 1 million concurrent players sometime during the weekend. On Steam.
Damn.
And that's like one platform. Yeah. Where you think about like most, like this is a perfect Steam game, or a Steam Deck, but also a Switch game.
Yeah, definitely.
Sick.
Pretty wild. I can't wait to see some numbers on how much this sold.
Do you think it's in the running for like Game of the Year?
Nah. I mean, it's going to be up there. It's going to be on my list.
Yeah.
But again, it's like a really good Metroidvania, but Exposition 33 is like game of the decade. Mm-hmm. Like up there with like Divinity Original Sin of like, oh, this is like one of the greatest games of all time. So it's going to be pretty hard to beat that, but definitely got a top five spot.
Mm.
I have to go through all the games I played, but.
Word.
Yeah. Hey, $20. If you're thinking about checking it out, it's basically a cheeseburger, so just do that. Just don't eat a cheeseburger one day at work and you can get one of the Hollow Knight.
Damn, bet.
I think that's basically all I did.
I watched Weapons, but I think we're going to do a bonus.
Yeah, we should probably just do a bonus on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good.
Bob, you want to see Weapons?
I'm waiting for it to hit my private movie theater.
Gotcha.
I saw one trailer for it, like last year, beginning of this year, and knew nothing else about the movie going in, which is how you should do it.
Yeah.
100%. I didn't look up anything. I didn't know anything. No one spoiled anything. And like one of my favorite movies I've seen this year for sure.
Yeah. I saw an Instagram ad and I was like, God, I guess they're going to get me again. Cause there's constantly horror movie ads of like, this is the great, this it's got a 100 on Rotten Tomatoes because one guy saw it and gave it 100.
Yeah.
And like, no, it's actually really good.
It was really well done. Innovative. Kind of, I don't know, it's like, I don't like jump scares. Typically, a lot of times they feel cheap. I also just don't like being startled and like loud noises. Like jump scares don't scare me. They just like...
I love being startled.
Startled me. I don't know. It's just like, it's just grating and I don't like it.
Yeah. Cheap.
Yeah, it's a cheap scare, but there are jump scares in this, but the jump scares don't feel cheap.
Yeah.
Like, you can kind of tell they're coming, but they, like, they'll jump scare you with something, and it's not like a, there's not, like, a loud stinger noise.
Yeah.
But you just, like, suddenly see something or hear something, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Like, it's not like a jump out, you boo. It's more it's of like a,
what am I looking at?
Yeah.
And you only see it for a second, and you're like, what the fuck did I just see?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's like, it's not like a jump scare. It's like a more of a like, here's a quick unsettling shot.
Yeah.
Or a quick like shot that's like, what am I looking at? And then it's done.
And then the structure of the movie is really good. It's basically like 2 days, 3 days. Yes. And they like show these 3 days or 2 days from the perspective of multiple characters, which I like. So you'll like... You know how a situation ends because you saw how it ends from the perspective of another character, but then it switches to, you know, a new character at the beginning of the day, and you're like, okay, well, I know how this person's day ends, but let's see how they got there.
Yeah.
I think that's a really cool way to tell a story. And then there's just like a lot of moments where you're just like, oh no, this is going to be really bad.
Yeah.
Like when the tweaker like sees the house and is like, oh, I'm gonna break into there.
Yeah.
I was like, this, I like, oh, literally said out loud, no, in the theater, I was like, this is gonna be so fucked up.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should see Weapons. Don't look up anything. Know as little as you can going into it. It's up there with, I mean, like that and Sinners is probably like my two movies of the year so far.
Yeah. That and Marvel's Marvel's Fantastic. Marvel's Bullet. What is the name of the one? I'm not even doing a bit. I can't remember the one.
The Magic Bullet?
No, with all the guys that are bad guys in
the
other.
The Fantastic. I just watched Bad Guys 2 last night.
Not that one. That's Marvel.
It's a DreamWorks joint. It's really good.
Yeah. The Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts.
Almost called The Fuck Ups.
What is
the new Avengers?
That came out this year. Don't you remember?
Thunderbolts.
They get all the bad guys and the fucked up little guys, and they can make a team out of them.
Who's in that movie?
Winter Soldier.
Actors' names, real people in the world.
I don't know them. There's a Russian guy.
Sure. But yeah, I'll talk more about Weapons when we do a bonus. Once Kelsey's back, Kelsey wants to do the bonus, right?
Kelsey doesn't care.
Okay.
We'll do it. We'll do it, and then I'll tell them to listen to it, and then they'll add something at some point.
Okay. But yeah, I haven't done much other than that. I played a bunch of cards.
Hey, me too. I played a lot of cards.
Remember the store, the used clothing store called Plato's Closet?
Yeah.
Is that a reference to Plato's Cave?
No, but I don't think so, but that'd be really funny if it was.
What would that mean then? What is Plato's Closet?
I don't know.
What are they referring to?
Maybe it's like, because... Maybe they meant to do Play-Doh.
Like, are they closing their store? Is that reality? And we're like, what's the, what's the meaning of Plato's Closet?
It's got to be a guy's name, right? I found it.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I didn't.
Same people who own Played Against Sports.
Makes sense.
Play Toe. Yeah.
I didn't do much gaming this week. I had a busy week. I had a busy week tweaking my little card game that I invented.
Oh yeah,
that went well though. I think it was a good time. And now I should upload it to the Steam shop so anyone can play it. But I watched Bad Guys 2. Mm-hmm. That's a good movie. I like Bad Guys.
I don't know anything
1.
About it.
Those look like good movies.
They are.
I just don't have a young child to watch them with, you know?
I don't have a child's mind.
I have a childlike enthusiasm for it. I like a movie where a character farts.
Here's the thing. That's the one with like the fox.
The hot fox?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're always hot.
I mean, that's the thing. Hey, what's up with it? Why are they making it hot?
Yeah, Judy Hopps is not a fox, actually. Never mind.
Yeah, she's a rabbit.
She's a rabbit. It's in her name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like they're bad guys, and then they stop being bad guys and start fighting against the bad guys to become good.
Yeah.
Sorry, do you want to know why Plato's Closet is named Plato's Closet?
I would love to.
It's the dumbest reason you can imagine.
Okay.
So the original owners of Plato's Closet were Dennis and Lynn Bloom, and who were also the founders of Once Upon a Child.
Yeah.
The store's name was inspired by one of their son's schoolwork about Plato, who had been an early advocate of recycling, which paralleled the aims to recycle used clothes.
All right, go off. What is it about if you open a store, you can just open another store and it also becomes popular? That doesn't seem fair, right?
They must have did something right. I guess, how popular are they? Because they're like, I've heard of all those stores around here. And I have a very vivid memory of like Once Upon a Child commercials, but they were really low budget. And in my head, I'm like, that's a local store because they have a low budget.
I thought Play It Again was local, but I don't think it's local.
That's the same thing. Play It Again Sports.
Yeah. No, it's owned by this big corporation.
Damn.
Who also owns Once Upon a Child and Player's Closet now.
And they make arms for the ITF. So we should stop going there.
Yeah. I'm boycotting Once Upon a Child.
That's it for me, though. You want to get into the news?
You don't want to talk about Bad Boys 2 or whatever?
Bad Guys 2? There's not much to talk about. I really like the DreamWorks aesthetic. I think it's so much better than the Pixar aesthetic.
Yeah, I do too.
DreamWorks is like, it's got a style to it. And they do a lot of, maybe this is just in the Bad Guys series, but they do a lot of the like 2D animation mixed in with the like 3D computer animated stuff. Did they do the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stuff?
I don't think so.
Who did that? DreamWorks is Nickelodeon?
Is it?
I think they're owned by the same parent company. Mm. Raytheon.
TMNT movie. The one with Seth Rogen, right?
That's got to be Paramount, right? Because they're under the Paramount Pictures.
Seth Rogen. That is from Paramount. Yeah.
I don't know who animated it and whatnot.
Right, here you are.
I know my IPs.
Streaming.
But you know your IP address.
Streaming on Directors Production. Oh my God. Hey, is IMDb Pro the worst website?
Yeah.
Possibly? No, it's Fandom.
I want you just to take me to the Wikipedia page for the thing I'm looking at, not... sorry, I'll cut all this down a little bit. Had Ice Cube in it? Crazy.
Perp says he's a turtle.
Paramount Pictures, distributed by Nickelodeon, production company Point Grey Pictures. So it's totally different.
Yeah.
All right.
You gonna see the new Lilo and Stitch movie next, or?
I don't think so. I like to. I just when I go onto my private movie theater lobby, and they have the posters up for all the movies.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just buy tickets for ones that I don't even have interest in watching. I hope that someone who has access to my private movie theater would like to see.
Yeah.
So I just download all kinds of stuff that I'm never going to watch.
Or someone's like child.
Or yeah, who has a kid that uses your private movie theater?
Sometimes.
There's a lot of children's movies on there.
Sometimes you have a childlike wonder and you need to satisfy.
I am wondering.
Because I saw it and I thought those were all for your niece. But then you informed me that your niece doesn't look at screens.
She's not allowed screens.
What a sad life.
Bro, none of my business, to be honest.
It's actually probably really good. Maybe?
My coworker, whose kids go to the same school, said that his kid learned how to ride a bike without... Apparently has a bicycle class.
Yeah,
there's cool. A whole class where they learn how to ride a bike. Now, apparently a lot of kids from that school end up going into like... become gymnasts and stuff because they like focus on physical like awareness in children before like...
Is this Richmond Montessori?
It's similar.
It's
probably better.
But he claims he's like, yeah, the school doesn't push like reading or math on kids. And he's like, all my kid wants to do is read because at school she's not like forced to read. So she gets home and she's like, Daddy, I want to read, and goes and reads her books.
Damn.
But apparently she like... just jumped in the water and like learned how to swim and like just like got on a bike and learned how to do that without it being a real big issue.
Yeah.
So maybe no screen's good.
Yeah, no screen is definitely
couldn't be
good.
Me though.
I spend fuck so all much that time noise. On screen. I say fuck it. I spend time on bike and screen. What the fuck?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do them both at the same time.
Hey, you gotta have your cake and you have to eat it too.
Let's fucking go.
Well, you have to have the cake before you can eat it. So
yeah.
I never really understood that expression.
I never understood it either. Stupid.
Yeah.
You want your cake and you need to do is like, you just said it's my cake.
You made your bed, now sleep in it. Well, no, I don't. Why would I make the bed right before I sleep in it?
I just only make the bed because someone makes me make the bed. And I don't even
want
to.
I don't make
to.
My bed.
And I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Right? Who's going to make me make... Well, sometimes...
I'm going to get it in tomorrow. I'm getting into it later. Why do I have to do it again? And they're like, you have to do it.
Sometimes I halfway make the bed so that my roommate's cat doesn't shed all over the sheets.
Because you made the bed and now she lays in it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. News?
News.
News.
Or do anymore. Let's
doing too
see.
Many bits.
I do have the article here about Hollow Knight Silksong crashing online gaming stores. So we already talked about that. Not much there other than what I said. It crashed them. Everything's good now. Don't worry, guys.
I was really worried.
There was something here. Sony's rumored to reduce the PS5 Slim Digital Edition storage space to 825 gigabytes when it used to be 1 terabyte. I think this might be either found... I think it's a Billy Coon tweet or something like that, who's a known person who's like done a bunch of different leaks that have all come true and just somehow knows what's going on.
Okay.
This is just a post from The Verge, and it looks, and I think I remember seeing more on this, and that it might be either it was found out through Europe, like through European like servers and means like that, and it might be just over there. But either way, it's not they're not reducing the price of it. They're just reducing how much storage is on it, which kind of sucks.
So is that after 820 something, or what was it, 8?
It sounds like they're going to have 825 gigabytes versus 1 terabyte.
But that's the stated storage, not the actual storage.
Yeah, that's what...
So it's going to be like 7 something?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, not great. If they're not going to reduce the price, especially since it's digital and stuff like that. Other news, going through it. Ubisoft reaffirms that it's working on the future of Rayman.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They said, this time, he's got arms.
They said, please, everybody hates us. Let's do one thing that people liked.
Although Rayman fans are getting really excited.
Yeah, I was a big Rayman fan.
There was something leaked about, or I think it was leaked, that they're doing a remake and that there's also plans for a game coming out eventually. But it sounds like we might get another Rayman. I mean, I played the one on PSP not too long ago. That was really fun. Good game. We'll see. We'll see what comes of the Rayman. There's a live action Call of Duty movie that is apparently coming.
And it's not Spielberg, right?
It is not Spielberg, because apparently he wanted to do one, but apparently this is Paramount striking a deal. Owns Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so yeah. We might get to see some cool, because I'm sure they did something with turtles in the game, so we get maybe someone show up, maybe Ninja Turtles show up, along with LeBron James.
And the T-1000, I think, is in it also.
Yeah. But Paramount struck the deal with Activision. What the hell? Top Gun Maverick mentioned as guiding star.
What
does that mean?
I don't know.
Like they want, that's what they're referencing for doing a Call of Duty movie?
I mean, the Call of Duty movie could be anything. It's just a bunch of dudes with guns. Be like, we gotta get this duty on. That's what Mr. Duty says. He's like, you called Officer Duty?
Let's get this duty on.
So that's been greenlit. We'll see that. That'll just be the most generic.
Dude.
You're excited?
Why? Just other than recruitment numbers are down.
Oh yeah.
For the U.S. Army, like, just why?
Well, it's not the Department of Defense anymore. It's the Department of War. We need to get those numbers up, soldier.
Tin Hut.
Like we're targeting the kids with bad grades at schools, and they're just, all they want to do is become streamers. So we got to figure out something new.
Hey, if they want to shoot stuff so bad, let's get them out of the schools. Let's get them into training.
Well, yeah, they want to shoot stuff, not get shot. So let's take them out of school.
They're already ready for, they've already been in the shit.
Yeah, they're ready for the trenches now.
Yeah. Hey, at least no one's bringing a machete to school, right? Because then we'd be really afraid.
I wouldn't be.
Yeah, Bob would be. Bob's built different.
I'm working. I'm off duty security at the school.
Dapping up machete kid. I always thought you were cool, man.
Today's hey, I'll see you, man. Clocking out for the day. There is also a State of Play that is going to present the 007 First Light game. Yes. Gameplay deep dive on September 3rd.
I'm excited.
What?
Why? No, because it sounds cool.
No, I'm saying why? Because September 3rd already happened. Okay, yeah. Agent 11 a.m. 30 minutes. Wait, did I?
Yes,
totally...
this already happened.
It already happened?
Yeah.
Shit.
It was a couple days ago.
All right, well, how'd it go? Did you watch it?
I saw it posted. I didn't watch it yet.
Damn. All right, we're going to watch it live. Put the phone up to the mic.
30 minute long silent.
We gotta watch all the ads.
I'm excited for this game, though.
Tell me about it.
It's Hitman.
Oh, that's right.
Devs making a 007 game.
But it's not. Is there multi? I want to play GoldenEye. Is there multiplayer?
You can play GoldenEye.
But I want the new one to be GoldenEye. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'll watch it though, because I saw it posted, and then I was like, I mean to watch this. And then
yeah. I forgot I took that and just didn't watch it. So, hey, let us know if it was good, or we'll just watch it and maybe talk about it next time if it was good.
Hmm.
I also had a V-mail. Sort of.
Hey, 804-286-0626. Again, call us and tell us whether you would be more afraid of a person who has recklessly endangered another person's life with a machete or with a gun. Okay. Attempted manslaughter. Machete or gun, who are you more afraid of? Not they're doing it to you, but hey, that guy over there, he tried to kill someone.
If you go to work and you have a new coworker and someone pulls you aside and says, hey, Randy, the new guy, he tried to kill a guy. What's the answer? What's the next sentence you would rather hear? Would it be with a machete or he shot at him?
Yeah, what they said. sorry, I told Tyler that I would save his quote unquote voicemail because he's in Germany, so they don't let him call here. So he had to send a voice memo.
Who doesn't want him?
Yeah, I think it's like he gets taxed every
the NSA screens the calls.
Every word that is a one send, but you know it starts to add up. So you can do that. If you're anyone else and try to send me a voice memo, I'm not gonna put it on the show. So yeah, call that number. But if you're Tyler, you might sound something like this.
Hey, what's up? It's Tyler. I wanted to call and say that I'm just finishing up episode 3 of the Crew Expendable podcast episodes with Bob for the Alien Earth TV show, and I'm really enjoying it. So, shameless plug for Bob and for those guys, friends of the flock. Okay, bye.
First of all, never heard Tyler sound better on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't like in a wind tunnel.
Thank you, Tyler.
That's that very, nice German air.
Very kind of you. Yeah, I guess I'm doing all the Alien Earth episodes. So
I need to catch up on that. I still only watched the first 3.
Go to crewexpendable.net, I think. Hey, if I was better at knowing that, that would be helpful, huh?
He texted me.
Not your podcast.
He texted me and he said, I heard you guys talk about it and that someone called Bob a weird freak or whatever. Like, so I had to listen.
Yeah, the YouTube comments do not like me. They don't like any of them. The YouTube comments.
Have there been more or is it just
there's
that
been
one?
Others.
Oh, wow.
The YouTube comments for like a sci-fi property.
Yeah.
Are, oof. They don't care much for goofing off. It's a sad bunch over there.
I just don't understand like people who like listen to podcasts and want like the facts,
I guess.
Can you guys just do a podcast where you read the Wikipedia?
Yeah,
of this
that's
thing,
what
please?
It just sounds like. It's so stupid. Like you don't want any character. You want me to just tell you what happened, or like if you wanted something on like how it was made, then go look for that. But like it sounds like you're going into a podcast being like, oh, this is a podcast on Alien Earth. I bet it's about this. And it's like, you can't just assume what a podcast is.
I think true crime podcasts
mm-hmm.
fucked up everyone's perception of what podcasts are. And now it has to be like a prepared thing where we do research ahead of time. We have to know what we're talking about.
But all of those podcasts, the research is reading the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It's like that's all those people do. And like reading the back of a book.
That's why you're never going to find that shit here.
No, because we don't know how to read.
No.
We're dumb as fuck and we don't care.
I skim something and then I forget about it in a week and then I come on and be like, I think this is what this article is talking about.
Yeah. Hey, we
and that's the most I do.
We spent 5 minutes talking about the 007 thing. We didn't even watch it.
Yeah. I do know that 007 is going to be in it. And he's probably going to wear a tuxedo at some point.
I heard James Bond's also going to be in it.
Ain't no way.
I don't know. He died.
Yeah, except for this time it's going to be
Jenny Bond.
Jenny Bond. And it's going to be woke. And there's going to be a James Bond that shows up, but he's going to have his nails painted. Yeah.
And he's going to be a Muslim.
Yeah.
I'm reading.
That's going to be it for this podcast.
If you enjoyed it, head over to patreon.com/theflock, $3 a month. Join our Discord. Call 804-286-0626, machete or gun. Flockpodcast@gmail.com. Tell a friend about the show.
Did anyone comment any Halloween movies yet?
Oh.
I don't know.
Do I need to make a poll or
make a poll.
Thread,
make
or?
A poll. Make a poll.
Well, a poll is like, I got to give like a few things.
We'll make a thread.
I'll make a thread, or maybe I'll just keep it to Patreon.
Make a thread, and then we'll keep voting on the Patreon.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thread that to suggest good. Movies, yep. Patreon to vote.
Yep. Yeah.
We'll do that. We'll do that tonight.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Dewey.
Bobby.
Connie.
Thanks for flying with us.